source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was Attorney General, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
And now a star is born. On February 20th, 1988, the world welcomed little baby Rihanna.
Push, 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 push. You know you have to push, 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 push. Who wants to cut the umbilla, illa, cord, cord?
Rihanna, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Left 7, don't tell me.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It was the most aggressive debate of the Democrats' primary campaign so far. Elizabeth Warren saying about Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar.
Amy and Joe's hearts are in the right place, but we can't be so eager to be liked by Mitch McConnell that forget how to fight the Republicans.
Biden says about his work getting Obamacare passed.
I'm the only one on this stage that actually got anything done.
Klobuchar responds to Pete Buttigieg, criticizing her for not knowing the Mexican president's name during an interview last week.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb, or are you mocking me here, Pete? I wish everyone was as perfect as you, Pete.
The debate in Las Vegas, hosted by NBC News, had newcomer Mike Bloomberg taking shots from everybody on stage. The Nevada caucuses are on Saturday. President Trump says at a campaign rally in Phoenix, Arizona, it doesn't matter who the Democrats nominate because he's going to win. America's listening to Fox News.
It's gonna be so rainy today. You're gonna get
really wet.
Better open up
that umbrella.
It's coming down.
Blood
on the ground.
No word of pain, cause the forecast calls for rain.
Woo! Yeah! Glorifies me. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you.
Song. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Just don't play that other goofy song, you know. The rainfall rates are picking up. It's going to be just an awful, awful day. Drenching rains, cold rain. The winds will pick up. There's just nothing nice to say about it except there's more of the same in our future. In fact, the airport just had another tenth of an inch in the last hour. So look for the flash flood watch to continue through this evening. A cold, drenching rain. Today's high, there won't be a high. Temperatures will hover generally in the low to mid-50s, and that's where we are right now. Winds pick up northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain tapers off this evening. Breezy, much colder tonight, mid-30s by morning. Breezy and cold tomorrow, Friday. But the sun is back out, high 51. We fall to the upper 20s late Friday night, early Saturday morning. Saturday's high 58, sunshine, but cool sunshine. And then low 60s on Sunday. I think we're cloudy, but probably dry during the day and maybe some showers by Sunday night as another storm system comes in. So get this, now out at the airport, I just added it all up. They've had 3.18 inches of rain since this storm began. So that would be the night before last. And then on the east side, I've had 2.77 inches. Northeast winds at 10 miles per hour, moderate rain 54, 709.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Mother Nature's plumbing has sprung a leak. Hopefully you haven't sprung a leak. I wrote that myself. Plumbing by Lukewire is ready to take care of your plumbing issues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. There are a lot of plumbers out there, and some are better than others, but I love the professionalism at Plumbing by Lukewire. For over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. They are my go-to plumbers. They actually pick up the phone and tell me they're on their way. Then they come in, diagnose the problem, sit down with me, say, this is the problem, this is what it's going to cost, and then they go fix it. And the last time they were at my house, they fixed the problem I called them about and found another issue that was about to become a big issue, and they fixed that too. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
I have a plumbing-related story with this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We've always heard the stories about, you know, how flushing multiple toilets at once affects the Super Bowl and all kinds of stuff like that over the years. But actually, yesterday, the Texas Rangers baseball team, not the Houston Astros, because they would cheat at this, got 300 local kids together.
This is going to be the whole season. You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be the whole season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. They got their 300 local kids together. They are opening a new ballpark next month. Mm-hmm. And yesterday they had what they called a super flush event.
What?
They used the kids to flush all of the stadium's toilets simultaneously to make sure that the plumbing system could handle the strain. And officials said that the event was successful. Kids learned a little bit about plumbing.
Did they flush out any problems?
None that came up. You know, usually you don't hear that many toilets flushed simultaneously unless you're near a Chipotle or something. But the stadium is about 94% complete. I was watching a show called Engineering Catastrophes.
I love that.
Runs on Discovery.
Yeah, it does.
And I had never seen the video when they were building the ballpark in Milwaukee, which has a roof.
Uh-huh.
They were in the middle of putting in one big section off this giant crane, and it all collapsed.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. It was deadly. Huh. And it's amazing. There's a walkway. I had driven under it many times when I lived in Miami. That crosses, in fact, it's the one that most people crossed when the Pope came to town years ago to get to the place where he was speaking. And one day, people are just driving down that street, and the walkway just fell into the street on top of whatever cars were passing underneath. because somebody didn't calculate their stress levels properly for the load it was supposed to bear, and boom. And I wonder, you wonder how much or what else may be out there that may not be able to withstand the wind.
I keep thinking about that I-35 bridge. Is that the one in Minneapolis?
Yeah, and that had been up for years. You know, sometimes you know these things take a while before the structure fails. Yeah, that was awful. There were a lot of cars on that bridge when that happened. 712, not to mention Galloping Gertie, the bridge, and the Tacoma.
That was brand new. That was kind of a new bridge.
Yeah, and there, man, that thing was rocking.
Nobody died, but it's just one dog.
It is 712. Mr. Electric will make sure that when you need an installation service or repair, when they come out to your house, it's at your convenience. It will dispatch a certified master electrician, fully credentialed, bonded, and insured, who can assess whatever work you need done, give you an upfront price, and that is what you will pay. Right down to the smallest detail, where they put a welcome mat on your outside door, clean their shoes, and then put protective footwear so they make sure they don't bring any dirt into the house. And then, you know, when there's an installation, there's always a little debris. They clean that up. So all you're left is the great result you paid for. You never have to think about who to call for electric service or repair or installation again. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. Your local news, random facts with Jay coming up, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz. No convoluted intro yet, though.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is speaking out against a bill that would impact the city's ability to pass an occupational tax. Mayor Reed and nine other mayors signed an open letter in protest of the bill. This comes as the city council voted 5-3 to pass a 1% occupational tax Tuesday night. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a medical marijuana bill by an 8-1 vote yesterday. This bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 conditions, including cancer, anxiety, and chronic pain. The proposal now moves to the Alabama Senate floor for debate. And Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a man wanted for assaulting a police officer. The Lowndes County Sheriff's Office is now looking for 25-year-old Stanley Perdue Jr. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive. 715 Madison Avenue.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, there's never a tall moment when you're listening to...
See, we thought for a minute...
Was that a repeat or no?
I'm having deja vu.
I can't tell if that's a repeat or not, but it's I like it. Tall moment.
You know, actually, I started this about 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And I can't stop.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. You remember when you were not going to do it anymore and people complained?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't. So yeah. Keep doing it. Did you know a Russian eagle named Min, M-I-N, or I don't know what that would be in Russian. Mean.
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 M-I-N.
Yeah.
Putin. Min. I would, if going with Russian hooked on phonics, that's all.
Good job. Anyway, that eagle, along with three other eagles, were being tracked by scientists. And all three, or all four of them, actually, unexpectedly flew into Iran and Pakistan. The birds then racked up so many out-of-network data roaming charges on SMS text transmitters that scientists had to take out a loan and then ask for help on social media to pay off the phone bill.
You're kidding. That's amazing.
That's funny.
I would think they would have a better way to track, but I guess not.
No. No, the satellite? No?
Because I don't know.
Don't they track whales by satellite?
You know, let me see what year this took place in. Well, it was last year, so I guess. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
They go through cellular system?
I suppose so. I'm not into the whole tracking animal business. I don't know how it all works, but apparently it's not far from just using regular equipment to do it. Did you know there is a river basin in Venezuela that gets struck by lightning over 200 times per hour for up to 10 hours straight? It occurs more than 100 times a year and is predictable up to a few months in advance.
Jeez. Oh, mighty.
It is Catatumbo Lightning is, I guess, the name of the basin.
Wow.
Catatumbo.
200 times per hour, 10 hours straight.
10 hours straight.
Wow.
And there's video of it, too. Did you know, in 1978, there was an inspection of a damaged U.S. Navy ship that revealed the remnants of claws from the tentacles of a giant squid. The claws, however, were much larger than any that had been seen by scientists, indicating that the squid was of a size substantially greater than any that had been documented so far.
Did you ever see the movie It Came From Beneath the Sea? Mm. It's one of your better 50s. You know, the 50s, they made 100 movies. Everything was supersized by atomic bombs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a giant squid. Or no, it was an octopus. Pardon me, wrong marine animal.
It's fine. It's
kind of cool.
I get you.
This enormous nuclear octopus comes out of the water and wraps its. It only had six legs. Octopus should have eight, right?
Yeah.
But
right? They could only afford eight.
But it was atomic, so, you know.
But they could only afford six for the special effect on the movie. I'm serious. And but
it couldn't shell out for an extra two.
Yeah, but you can see it wraps itself around the Golden Gate Bridge and starts tearing it down. And
some of those are now fun.
Yes.
To watch. They
that and the Beast from 20,000 Fathoms are my favorite.
Did you know the line of thinking, if I can't have it, neither can you, is called crab mentality.
Crab mentality.
Yeah. The reason it's called that is because when a crab, when a bunch of crabs are in a bucket and one of them tries to escape, the others will pull it down.
No kidding.
Yes.
Sort of like last night's debate.
Man, that was...
Yeah.
Circular firing squad?
Entertaining.
It was amazing.
Entertaining. And it was out of the gate entertaining. With Warren taking that shot at Bloomberg, man. Oh.
And the way she set it up to make it sound like she was talking about Trump.
She's like, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about this guy right next to me. Oh, man. Something about she ripped his arms off and then beat him with them. Did you know? Here's your little bit morbid, little bit weekly world news
all right.
Segment of random facts. When a 36-year-old Indian man who had been teased his entire life for looking pregnant got the condition checked out, the doctors ended up pulling out hair, hands, bones, and limbs.
What?
It was his twin brother who had been trapped.
Oh, my God.
As a fetus and continued to grow post-birth from
inside
his stomach.
Inside of him?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You can't. This is like a science fiction
wow,
movie.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Then a giant octopus came up.
That's really weird, wild stuff.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Jean-Dominique Bobby. It is probably something I've mispronounced, but you may know about him, you may not, but I'll tell you more coming up. We've also got chocolate pudding fruit, if you ever heard of that stuff before.
Yeah.
Bangladesh and some farmers there. The quarantine flag. You may not know about it, but I'll tell you some of a little bit about it. The Vikings in Iceland in the year 1980, or not 1982, but 982. And something in your cereal called the Cheerios effect.
Huh.
We'll talk about all of those coming up on Random Facts.
Cheerios, among any other breakfast cereal, cost plus 10 at food outlet. Remember yesterday we got the call from a nice lady who thanked us for turning around a food
outlet.
Money she saves. Cost plus 10 and everything in the store, and they do weekly specials. And you've got to go and check this out. Ground beef is $1.97, and they sell these 10-pound, they're plastic, hermetically sealed tubes of ground beef, USDA fresh, and you can cut that into sections and freeze it so you can stock up, have some. We're going to be doing Sloppy Joe's and chili in the next week.
What about tomorrow? I just want to drool.
I think we may do Sloppy Joe tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I may do it on bun, or I may do it in an omelet.
What does food taste like anymore?
Poor Rich is being fasted through this Thursday morning, but his misery ends at 8. $1.97 a pound for ground beef. So that means 10 pounds is $19.70. Breakfast chops are $1.96 a pound. New York strips, $4.98. See if you can find them at any of the chain grocery stores.
Where their lowest sale price might be
under 10.
Yeah.
It'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
$4.98, and the food outlet butcher will cut those to whatever thickness you prefer. And all through the store, great additional specials like navel oranges, $2.95 for the 4-pound bag of those. Their fresh fruit and vegetables are considerably cheaper, but beautifully displayed at food outlet. So do yourself a favor, hot dog bun, 77 cents a pack. Where are you going to see that at any other store?
Ooh, hot dogs.
So, and I've got those too. I could make those for you as well. Because I got the bun link wieners week before last when those were on sale. And I'll see you Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard at the food outlet there next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Highway 14 in Millbrook and east of 31 at 720 East Main in Prattville. Traffic and then back for part two, Random Facts.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the Northern Boulevard just after the merge from 65 north and southbound. That is out of the way now, but that caused a little bit of a backup on 65 southbound from the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. That accident out of the way, everything is beginning to move. If you're sitting in traffic there, you should be moving very shortly, if not already underway. We have a lot of congestion on East South Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard. We're seeing a lot of congestion at Rifle Range Road on 231. A lot of folks having to come around that way because of flooding on the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge access. So please use caution wherever you are this morning. We are very busy now, and it is very wet out there. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as a neighbor's who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But we'll all then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to. And right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
No convoluted reintroduction to random facts, just this. It's really raining hard. Back to
you. tomorrow's episode.
Did you know? Where is the name of that book I was trying to find? The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. Have you ever heard of that?
The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Yeah.
I can't say that I have.
It's also a film. But it's about a man named Jean-Dominique Bauby. B-A-U-B-Y. And I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly Bobby. Or not. Bauby.
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 Oh, Bauby. What is... Who's that? That's... is that Yiddish? Bauby?
What
is that? Is that a Yiddish thing?
Yes.
Somewhat? Anyway.
Term of endearment.
Jean-Dominique was a man who had a stroke at 43 years old. Okay. After a 20-day coma, he awoke to find that he was pretty much fully paralyzed. He had one control, and that was his left eyelid.
Wow.
So he wrote a memoir. How the hell did he do that? Somebody helped him. He would blink when the correct letter was said by a person reciting the alphabet over and over again.
Wow.
You're kidding. That would take a long time.
Man.
The name of that memoir is The Diving Bell and the Butterfly. And there's also a French film about that. And it shows the entire process of how they did, how they wrote the memoir and how it worked.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no. Clearly, just unreal. Did you know? And I'm gonna. Here's another word I'm gonna mispronounce. The black sapote, S-A-P-O-T-E, sapote. I don't know.
That sounds right.
Otherwise known as chocolate pudding fruit, which is a much easier way to say that. When it's ripe, the fruit has the texture and taste of chocolate, and can be used as a substitute in recipes or milkshakes. So I'm still thinking about chocolate milkshakes. It also contains four times as much vitamin C as an orange.
Rosie had something in here yesterday that she made me eat.
Oh?
What was this?
Caviar?
No, it was some kind of a fruit. Small orange thing.
Oh, oh, God, what is it called?
Peels tiny pieces, and until you bite into them, it's like wax.
What is it called?
But the they're very, very good.
Dr. Sam eats a ton of them.
I had to admit, Rosie was right again.
Oh, she always is.
Yeah.
They're really small oranges, now I can't remember what they're called. Ugh. See them all the time. Anyway, did you know that there are some farmers in Bangladesh who are now raising ducks instead of chickens? Because ducks can float during floods.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
See where that would make sense.
Somebody says ducks are basically just water chickens. Did you know the quarantine flag? Have you ever seen the quarantine flag? Hopefully you haven't. But, you know, with all this talk of coronavirus and everything else coming up, the quarantine flag is also called the yellow jack. If you think about it, it is just a checkerboard, basically, but it's four squares, two yellow, two black, in a checkerboard fashion.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. It is an international signal flag that was last flown during the 2002-2003 SARS outbreak.
Mm.
The flag is flown from a ship that is either arriving in port with known serious health problems or that has been placed under quarantine.
Hmm.
This would be a terrible time to be in the cruise business, wouldn't it?
A horrible time to be in the cruise business. Horrible time. Think about the people who booked a cruise last year.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Been waiting for a cruise.
And it's like, okay.
Hope you got the insurance.
Mm-hmm. By the way, insurance doesn't always... That's kind of a scam.
It is because you try to collect on it.
At least for flights. I don't know about cruises, but flights.
Yeah, they come up with a million reasons why you didn't qualify.
Right.
Well, I know Swami had to cancel the cruise, and they had the insurance and got the
money. See, I don't know about cruises, but I've done it for flights.
I did it, too.
And they wouldn't do it. I paid for the insurance, and then they're like, yes, but... In this particular case.
They always find a way.
Well, then I think they should conduct an investigation.
It's horrible.
Because we don't have enough of those going on right now.
Which is why it was the first and last I have ever done the insurance policy.
I did it for one of those big trips and then no more.
Yeah, never. Never again. Did you know importing horses was banned in Iceland in 982 by the Vikings? That ban has never been lifted.
Importing horses.
Importing horses.
Well, maybe Hager the Horrible will have a change of mind.
Isn't that a comic strip?
Yep. About a Viking. He's sort of like the Fred Flintstone of the Viking era.
Okay, see. Gotcha. After that time. And finally, here we go. We're going to talk about the Cheerios effect. The Cheerios effect is an interesting fluid dynamics phenomenon that happens in cereal bowls. I don't know when the last time it was that you guys had cereal.
It's been a while.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, well, I've had some recently. When there are just a few bits of cereal left floating on top of the milk, they all tend to cluster together either in the middle of the bowl or they drift to the edges of the bowl.
Yeah.
And all cluster together rather than dispersing across the surface of the bowl of milk.
Hmm.
It's called the Cheerios effect. That's what it is. Anyway.
In other news, we have a woman in Arizona who has gone viral by taking a bath in hot Cheerios.
Hot Cheerios?
Yeah.
What do you mean by hot Cheerios?
How are they hot Cheerios? She warm them up?
A bathtub full of water and hot Cheerios. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Cheetos.
Oh. Well,
oh.
That's very different.
Hot Cheeto. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering how she getting the Cheerios. She put the Cheerios in the microwave.
No animal stories today because there just aren't any.
Okay, we're not even there yet.
We can do the Bangladesh thing again.
And the ducks,
the chickens,
the water chickens.
Yeah, right.
Those are all of your random facts, by the way.
Rosie was listening. She said it was.
She's going to tell me, and I'm going to hate that I forgot the name of the dang orange.
It was a halo.
Halos, yes.
And it's a fruit.
Yeah, they have to be brought in. They're imported.
Are they like a...
Yeah, there's Wiley Poundstone sent me a text. Clementines or halos, that's what they are. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to bring them in by halocopter. Duh. it gets worse from here, folks. All right, these guys are going to come up with a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. If you get through this rain and you look around your house and you don't see any water spots, congratulations, you've got a really good roof. Not everybody's going to be that lucky, and your first thought when you see a stain in the ceiling, especially after relentless, this is not just this week, it's been raining since the first of the year, it seems. There are going to be roofs that will finally, you know, give a little bit or crack and allow some water in. When you need roof repair or diagnosis, call Jones Brothers. They've been in business 8 decades. That's an amazing length of service. Jones Brothers has stayed in business and is the first choice for roofing replacement and repair because people know they can trust them. If you go to jbroof.com, you'll see that they actually show off 3 different roofs that they've redone to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. They also can do some nice things to add to your home, replacement windows and doors. We've used them for that, screen doors. Paint matching is precision perfect. Anything they do, it is done to your satisfaction. So when you're ready for maybe a screened-in enclosure around your house or anything else that can make your home more energy efficient and beautiful, call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009 or, again, visit jbroof.com. All right, they have caucused. They are ready for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
All right. We're looking for, early in Random Facts, we talked about the line of thinking, if I can't have it, neither can you, which is also known as just being a
Democrat.
But it's got a name. It's got a different name. What is that? What's another term for if I can't, the line of thinking, if I can't have it, neither can you? What is that? Give us a call. 272-9228.
All right. That number again, 272-9228. Let's see the phones explode with excited callers. $10 of free. That's 5 pounds of ground beef just for making a phone call. Get a better deal somewhere else. I don't think so. 738.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have several areas of congestion to tell you about and an accident. I-85 southbound. This is going to be just before Chantilly Parkway. That's causing a backup to Mount Meigs. We've also got a little slow traffic in 85 northbound lanes right near the accident as well. Congestion all over Montgomery. All of the main intersections on the boulevard around the city. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. We've got a big slowdown on 231 into Montgomery at Jasmine Hill Rifle Range Road. Use caution there. 65 southbound is very slow traffic all the way from Cobbs Ford Road past the 143 on-ramp at Millbrook into the city. And we've got an accident in Prattville, East Main Street in front of the Sunoco gas station there. There are injuries involved in that accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Boy, buckle up and drive carefully. It is just awful out there this morning. And by the way, remember that the 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Todd was the first one in on this $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey.
Going pretty good. The line of thinking, if I can't have it, neither can you, is also known as what?
Crab mentality.
Exactly. That is it.
Exactly.
That you got correct. It right. Congratulations.
Yep.
$10 of free shopping at Food Outlet is yours. Hang on, Joe. Get you. Mm-hmm. Say good morning to Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Yeah, we got a winner. We just wanted to thank you. You have a follow-up, Bruce?
I do have a quick one. Importing horses was banned in what country, and it's still banned in that same country? Importing horses.
Yeah, that was that Iceland?
That was Iceland.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's a good test of your retention skills. Right. Thank you, Chad.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And let's say good morning to Connie.
Sorry, hi, Connie.
Hey, Connie, how are you?
Thank you. Hey. I hear everybody's won. Yay.
Well, we can throw, I don't know, do you have anything, Rich?
Name of there was the Russian eagle that they were tracking, and it flew into like Pakistan, and it racked up all kinds of data charges. What was the name of that eagle? Do you know?
Men.
Yes,
that's
it. It was men.
Exactly. Our listeners are amazing. Connie, thank you, and have a good day. Stay safe. And why?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
You've heard Wendell talking about how many accidents are currently, they're currently working. It's a miserable morning, folks. I'm looking at the radar.
Do you see any breaks at all on the rain?
Look, man.
Look at that. It is, it's just awful. And it's going to be like this all day. Drenching rains today, a cold rain, temperature hovering in the low 50s, and the winds will pick up out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Other than that, not a bad day. Rain tapers off this evening, breezy, much colder tonight, overnight low in the mid-30s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cold day, but at least the sun is out. At least it's not raining. High 51 tomorrow, but you'll swear it's colder. And then Friday night, Saturday morning, we fall to the upper 20s. Saturday's high around 58 with sunshine, but cool sunshine at that. Maybe some more rain by Sunday night. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. Moderate rain out at the airport. The Montgomery Airport has now had 3.18 inches since this storm system moved into the area the day before yesterday. It's 54 now at 743.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All right, a little bit later this morning, conundrum, a chance to enjoy 10 bucks of great eating at the Seafood Bistro right now at 743. Fox Business.
Fox Business Report. Fox. A major discount broker is getting a new owner. E-Trade Financial is being sold to Morgan Stanley for $13 billion. It's the biggest takeover by a giant U.S. bank since the 2008 financial crisis. Schwab changed the discount brokerage business last year by cutting its trading fees to zero. iPhone manufacturer Foxconn is slowly reopening its factories at its main plants in China. It's also warning that its business this year will be hurt by the coronavirus epidemic. Manufacturers in China have been dealing with a worker shortage because many employees are dealing with travel and quarantine restrictions. Six Flags Entertainment lost money in its recent quarter. Now it's pessimistic about this year. Six Flags says it's dealing with higher costs because it's paying a higher minimum wage. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. You love 80s night at the club because your dance moves, hair, and clothes are retro stylish, rather than being sad and pathetic.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a medical marijuana bill by an 8-1 vote yesterday. The bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 conditions, including cancer, anxiety, and chronic pain. The proposal now moves to the Alabama Senate floor for debate. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is speaking out against a bill that would impact the city's ability to pass an occupational tax. Mayor Reed and nine other mayors signed an open letter in protest of the bill. This comes as the Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to pass a 1% occupational tax Tuesday night. And Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a man wanted for assaulting a police officer. The Lowndes County Sheriff's Office is now looking for 25-year-old Stanley Perdue Jr. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection. It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV on this really incredibly rainy Thursday morning. It is time for today's animal stories. True tales from the Wild Kingdom.
Oh, you did find enough?
Yeah, off my own Facebook page. How about that?
I thought you weren't, okay.
Yeah,
Sorry, Wolfman, I stepped on you.
It's okay. You're Rich Thomas. You can step on whoever you want. Actually, I did post this story yesterday on Facebook. This is a new trend in pets.
Okay.
Because choosing the right pet can be a daunting task.
National Love Your Pet Day.
Little hamster, they live about 3 years if you're lucky.
Right.
You, of course, have the dog option, but now something new that's catching on. Mini cows. Yeah, take a look at this little guy.
How many?
That was
a joke.
If you go to lovablelittleones.com, miniature cows make exceptional pets. Demonstrate a great deal of affection, are very social, and easy to take care of.
Not easy to milk, though.
They are utterly adorable.
God.
Sure.
Also rather handy to have around, as well as acting as your own personal lawnmower. They also produce fertilizer year-round, making your flower beds and gardens that much more productive. If you're worried about having a cow in the house, fear not, because they will be very happy outside and can be easily contained with a simple hot wire. The work that comes with maintaining and looking after a micro cow, that's the name, is also great for teaching children responsibility, giving them chores and responsibilities. So that's on my Facebook wall. Take a look if you'd like. In other animal news, a flock of pigeons was released in downtown Vegas.
Yeah.
Fluttering wildly everywhere. These pigeons were a little bit different because one had a MAGA hat attached to his head, little mini one, and another one was adorned with a Trump-inspired wig. The anonymous group Pigeons United to Interfere Now, or Putin.
That's funny.
said it released several pigeons wearing Make America Great Again hats and one wearing a wig into downtown Vegas on Tuesday as a show of support for President Trump, who arrived Tuesday in Vegas, scheduled to be in town through a campaign rally on Friday. Putin said the MAGA pigeons were also meant as a sign of protest ahead of last night's debate, which I'm sure you'll hear about all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what the name of the founder of this group is, this pigeon?
Vladimir?
Yeah. Are you ready?
Right. What?
Coup Hand Luke.
Coup Hand Luke.
Those are your animal stories.
Thank you.
At 7:51. This is, I got to admit, a day where finding something that inspires has really been tough.
It's really tough to keep your morale up on a day like this, right?
Well, I felt like I had deja vu down outside the back door. Mm-hmm. The sky looks the same as it did each of the last few days. Yeah. It's pouring. And there was one bright spot, though, and this is kind of cool because it's sort of how God works. But in the middle of this gray scene with the rain coming down and all that dead brush, you know, just to the side of our back door, there is no more beautiful color in the world than that of a cardinal. And there are two of them back there that are nesting. And they were running around. They didn't care if it was raining. They were running around, stopping here, getting there, and gathering to build their home. And I just love that color. So in the middle of all that dank, gray, overcast, and
bright red,
yeah. Dank. Yeah.
Cardinal. Yeah.
Dank. Yeah.
Dank.
It was great to see them.
Hey, a big happy birthday to Skipper, by the way.
Happy birthday, Mian.
I don't know if he's listening, but he's down there doing traffic, so who knows if he's listening, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
A legend in the market, no doubt. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. We're proud to have them as a sponsor for many years now. On News Talk 93.1 FM, company that helps restore choices to lives. Jay was mentioning that man that had all those limitations during Random Facts. Yeah. What they do is work with the human spirit. People who have been afflicted or affected, because it can happen both ways. Through illness like a stroke or through a wreck or an operation that took a bad turn. Life can change on a dime. If it does, this is the company that's better equipped than anybody, not just for folks locally, but throughout the southeastern U.S., to begin the process of choice restoration. Part of healing is being in a familiar environment, meaning the home you're used to being in. They can make that home safely accessible so that the client doesn't have to relocate. On top of all the other challenges they face. And they begin the process of choice restoration. If it doesn't exist, they invent it. That's what they do at their workshop. It's all customized approach because no two situations are the same. That includes motorized equipment. And speaking of motorized equipment, they've restored the driving option to many. They're available at low interest, long-term loans, VIM vehicles, so people who thought they would forever be dependent on somebody else to take them to wherever they needed to go can now lead a life of choice. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 southbound. One lane of the southbound blocked. 85 northbound. We have a lane of it that's affected by the accident as well. We're seeing a lot of congestion on 85 north and southbound at Chantilly as well as on Chantilly Parkway. We have very slow traffic on I-65 out of Prattville from Cobbs Ford Road past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook into Montgomery. We also have an accident on East Main Street in Prattville in front of the Sunoco gas station. Injuries involved in that accident. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. We've got a lot of congestion on 231 around Rifle Range Road and Jasmine Hill. We have a lot of folks that are coming into Montgomery that live in Emerald Mountain via Rifle Range and Redland Road this morning because of the flooding on the toll bridge. It's got things really backed up there, so please use caution wherever you are. Drive carefully this morning if you can. Exhibitors are needed for Career Day at Trenum State. The Hands-On Expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to CentralAlabamaWorks.com for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic,